When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Sesternino back for a check-in after an amazing finale to the Titans v. Rebels. So excited to have our chief international survivor correspondent back with us. Shannon, how are you?
Rob, I'm great. I'm here for the great Titans v. Rebel quiz of Rob Sesternino.
So let's get in. But Banu, right?
Who? I don't know. I'm only...
Don't you? You want to talk about Banu for a couple of minutes?
I don't think people like when we do that. No, not just because of that. I mean, they don't like when we mix and match. We have to keep our laundry very separate. Yeah.
Okay, no. What a exciting conclusion to an incredible season. I got to listen to some of the exit press. I got to listen to some of you and Nick and Mike talk about this all. So excited to be able to jump in and talk about it all here with you. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I'm finished Titans v. Rebels as a season, but the postseason is just beginning. You know, that's when the real work begins. So we're going to have deep dives. Excited about that.
How many deep dives are you doing?
Well, now you put me on the spot. Oh, I see how you turned it around. I mean, like,
I think I just asked a question.
I think I'm still thinking it through. I don't.
At least what? At least several?
At least one.
Yeah.
No. Definitely Mark, Kirby, Caroline, Ferris.
Mm-hmm.
Our big four. And then like Raymond, Eileen, and Eden, I'm thinking
about.
Wow,
Raymond deep dive.
People are asking for it.
Johnny Fairplay called you himself to ask for special treatment for his son.
No, people really are asking for it. Why do you always doubt when I say what people want? You think people don't message me? Do you think these are my burner accounts? Like,
I don't know. I don't know what goes on in these Australian survivor streets.
No.
People are that interested in Raymond?
Yeah, I just want to give the people what they want, Rob. I'm a public servant,
mm-hmm.
I guess. I'm just doing it for the people.
A first responder, I think, is the correct term.
Yeah. So, I mean, that doesn't make as much sense, but I, yeah, I'm trying, people want it. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe Raymond and I, we don't do a deep dive, but maybe we like hit some highlights, you know, we Raymond it. Do it a bit, bit off kilter, which is the Raymond way in a really fun way. Maybe we do that. Mm-hmm. I was thinking these things through pretty internally, and now the production meeting is happening as always.
Yes.
On air.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, Shannon, you've, you know, already covered this, pretty extensively, 3 hours with Nick and Mike. Where do you want to pick things up?
Rob, I want to start week one and just start jotting down what you remember. No, I did you listen to the Drafters podcast by chance?
I did not get a chance to listen to that podcast. What, is there something important that happened that podcast?
I mean, a lot of important things happened, actually. Mm-hmm. I won a draft technically in a team with Puya. We had Ferris.
Yes. What about our draft?
I didn't win that. I think I had Kirby.
Yes. I that you took Kirby number
one.
You
wrote that down? And you just
I kept the
how the sausage gets made.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you had Ferris. Okay. So I won a draft. I lost a draft. It really,
you
it
win some, you lose
more.
Some.
Yeah. Literally that happened. If you're in enough drafts, you can hedge all your bets. So
yes.
That's what happened.
Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, well, I guess I have not gotten the chance to give my thoughts on it, but really, you know, congratulations to Ferris. Really, really, great winner. Very happy for him. Seems like a great guy. I did think coming into the finale, I thought Mark had it.
Winnipeg.
Yeah.
You're close.
I was close, but I really did think that Mark was like, I really felt like that the narrative of the week, this final week was going to be that, okay, Ferris blew it. He took out Kirby and he made a mistake. And it really felt like that at that final four episode where ultimately Raymond went home, I had felt like, okay, the narrative had turned. Mark was heating up, and here comes, you know, Mark ultimately to. Now, I did not know it was a final two until late in the game. I don't know at what point, like, if it ever was said on screen that it would be a final two, but I really thought that this was going to be a final three. And then I kind of thought that maybe bitter jury combined with Mark rattling off like the last three immunities. I really thought we were headed towards a Mark victory. Great job by Ferris winning the incredible final immunity Ferris challenge. I guess my hottest take was that I kind of wanted to see the final three. I thought it was kind of a buzzkill. I thought it was a buzzkill. I know you're going to say that, but like, is it possible? Is it possible final three is better than final two?
No, it's not possible. It's a horrible take. You should feel bad about it.
I don't. I know people say like, oh yeah, you say final three because you wanted to be in the final three. It wasn't even invented. I didn't even think about that.
Wait, who would say that? That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know that's not what you're saying. Somebody said that. But I just feel like that.
That you can retroactively think you would have won.
The 9-0 final tribal council had no juice. And I know it was the journey and not the destination, but it just was like a little anticlimactic that final hour.
Do you remember the vote count from last season? This is the quiz. No, you don't. Do you remember who won last season?
What was her name? Liz, right?
Yeah. Sorry. Yes. I don't want to get you canceled. Liz beat Matt and Jerry final three, unanimous.
Yeah.
Not a ton of juice either. And the season before that, which you did not get to the finale of, and as you shouldn't have, unanimous final three. So we've had now two unanimous final threes. Those are the only final threes we've had in Australian Survivor.
Yeah.
We've had two unanimous final twos and many other non-unanimous final twos. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a lot of other data points because we have US Survivor, we have all of Global Survivor. I was looking at this based on your tweet, and I don't think the final threes are more competitive. We have competitive final twos. We have some competitive two of final threes. I think that obviously there's more scope in a final three, but also there's 2 points of a final two. If there's a final three, you're more likely possibly to get that like big target. So they might wipe the floor. And I also think that the like best of kind of idea. I've got to vote for like the best of the three rather than the this person versus this binary kind of final two thing can also lead to sweep. So I don't think it makes it more competitive. I think it's probably even, if not maybe final twos in that kind of battle, like pick your fighter kind of final two might be a little bit more competitive. And I think that the data backs that up. So from a competitive standpoint, I think it's really just cast based and it's just situational.
Yeah. I mean, look, I hear final two. My eyes, I guess my ears perked up more than my eyes. But my
How
ears
are your
perked
eyes
up.
Perking up. Look.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Final two. What's that?
Makes more sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm excited. But then in practice, I'm like, are we sure this is great? A final two?
Yes. Yes. It makes an interesting end game. It makes the decisions at the final four interesting, at final five, at final four. And it means that anyone can win. And some people don't like that. That's why they made a final three, so that specific bigger kind of targets can win. But the purity of that anyone can win, sometimes there are results you like less. And sometimes it also means that, like, the game is so even. Yes. I will defend it to my dad.
Why couldn't Kitty give Caroline a vote? What's her problem?
I know. It's so upsetting.
You could give her one vote?
Yeah.
She loves Ferris that much, or she hated Caroline?
He was impressed with Ferris.
I got to be honest. I only made it. I didn't make it all the way through Kitty's exit press.
We ran. I thought you were going to say to the end of our recap. Kitty obviously couldn't talk about her vote, but we can get it in the 6-hour Kitty deep dive, which would have to go on some other network because there would be a lot of F-bombs. Kitty swore a lot in her exit interview. It was painful. So you really think you're really so down on one final two be unanimous when we watch final three?
No, I just think it's worth exploring. You know, my favorite idea that I heard about this is like, it'd be great if there would be some way to sort of like have, you know, get it down to three. And then, you know, there's some way that the jury can just like eliminate the zero vote finalist and put them on the jury before the final two.
That's so overcomplicated. Like, it's fine for, I mean, I hate when people get zero votes. So maybe just to protect that.
It doesn't bother me, but it seems to bother a lot of people.
It bothers me that it is upsetting, but like, is being voted out by the jury so much more dignified? I think we don't need to overcomplicate it. It's like the US Survivor auction. The game was pure and perfect. Final twos, and yes, you lose some legends, number three, and maybe that's why you don't like it, Rob.
That has nothing to do with it. I just said, like, I just thought that, like, oh, I really wanted to see. Like, I thought Ferris should have won against Mark, but I just thought that would have been like, I thought it would have been at least like Mark would have given like a run for his money to Ferris. Like, I thought that Mark really did such a good job. What was it at the final four tribal council where it was really trying to call Ferris out on some different things? And then I thought that, you know, Caroline versus Ferris like wasn't really a fair fight in the final tribal council.
It wasn't, but it's what led to some of those.
With all due respect to Caroline, who did a good job, I would have liked to have seen, you know, Ferris go up against Mark in the tribal council.
Nah, for me, it's all about the decisions that lead to a really, really tough final three challenge. Yeah. So iconic in US Survivor, what it was and what now is Australian Survivor, leading to a binary final two. It's the game at its purest. It's as it should be. And I love it so much. And I didn't think we'd get it again. And I'm very, very pleased. And it just means that when someone like Ferris gets through to a final two, like he had to put in that extra effort to win the challenge. Like, you know, Tony had to convince Wu, all these other things when these big threats could get taken out. Hate to bring it up again, but when they could get taken out, it's so painful, but then they make it through. Mm-hmm. That's really cathartic as well. So yeah, I just think that it just gives so much. And I'm so happy that we had it.
I mean, just a final three without the final four fire making, I think I would sign up for that immediately.
Me too. Like, look, beggars can't be choosers. There's a lot of things I take. Rob, the question of the hour.
Yes.
You watch both seasons and you remember much of them. Heroes versus villains versus titans versus rebels.
Yeah.
Pick your fighter.
I heard you and Mike and Nick having this discussion. Yeah, I think that probably this was better. I think that this was probably more even across the way. I do feel like that maybe the first half of Heroes versus Villains might have been better, but I do think that the second half of... Yeah. The Heroes versus Villains, I do think lost a lot of steam, that there was the, as you all referenced, the non-elimination of like Nina go sit in time out for a day. And so that there were, you know, it was, you know, George, I think, is great TV always, but like I felt like that it just got a little sleepy towards the end.
Yeah, that's what you felt as well.
And this had the better winner and more exciting,
Endgame, fire.
Endgame, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you said about Brains versus Brawn when we covered that, you felt that it was the same thing where it had a stronger finish than Heroes versus Villains. So you've seen some good US Australian Survivor in the last year. You feel good about Ferris as a winner. Was that like the person you were kind of rooting for going through, or you wanted Mark?
I mean, it's easy to root for Ferris. You know, the Australian Survivor, I've never complained about how they really, like, you're going to get to really know your favorites on Australian Survivor. I personally think it's fine. I know for the contestants, like everybody, you like, hey, why aren't I being seen as much as these people? It's never bothered me ever that the more entertaining people get the lion's share of the screen time. Like, I do believe it's a meritocracy of, like, if you want more screen time, go out there and be more interesting. And so I don't think it's necessarily like a socialist type of situation of everybody needs to get, you know, 17 confessionals each and that's the season, you know?
You were in the ground floor of that, by the way. I remember you saying that in our 2019 podcast. I think you were the first person I ever heard say that, where you were like, I don't care. I'm happy for there to be protagonists and side characters. And I feel like that mentality has definitely, you know, gotten more popular in the last few years. But I really think you were the first one I ever
heard. US Survivor has really gone out of their way to try to, like, okay, we're trying to make it more equal. And we're not, we're really trying to, like, make sure everybody gets a thing, which is a nice concept. But I think in practice, you know, no other form of media does it that way. It's not like, you know, in sports, every player gets covered as much as the stars, or in a movie, like every person in the movie needs to have the same amount of lines.
Every Avenger.
Or a play or anything. Like, so why is this the one thing where it has to be where it's like, okay, you know, we're going to like cut the slice of pizza evenly and everybody has to get exactly the same amount of airtime.
Damn, when you say it like that, you make a lot of sense. I don't have a rebuttal. I guess it's because, like, they're human beings, you know.
They're human beings, yes, but they all signed up for a thing. They all signed up for this.
It's a really good argument. I mean, even look, the human beings in the plays and the movies are still actors, you know, who are also giving up their time to be there. So I guess what you're saying is life's not even. Like, life's...
It's not. We want it to be, and we, like, you know, we don't want to, like, misrepresent people, but we also, you know, want to, we have also a duty to the viewers to entertain them.
The other thing has always been, like, for winner, you know, choices of who can still win and stuff, like, from the game aspect more than the TV aspect, like, that's something for me as a viewer that's like, okay, you've ruled this person out, which is definitely more gamey than production or thinking about it, certainly in Australian Survivor and possibly in US Survivor as well. I don't know if that's why they're doing this from, like, a winner edit perspective, but the juice might not be worth the squeeze at that point. If it's like, I mean, they don't care about us and our winner picks. Like, they want the casuals to keep watching instead of Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are watching.
They want your parents to love Ferris more than they love you.
Do you want to see a photo of my parents with Ferris? Why do my parents have a photo with Ferris and I don't have a photo with Ferris? They love him. It's so cute.
He's easy to love. He's easy to root for.
He is. And I mean, for what they're trying to do for a broader audience, it's working, and it's clearly got the super fans too. So hard to knock it. Might have made more sense. You know, sometimes you do something because you've always done it. You know what I'm saying? And then you think, like, why are we doing that? Now, I do like quite even edits. And the point should be that you cast well enough that you can give a pretty even edit and everyone's going to be so entertaining. Yeah. But if people start, like, really getting ahead and you have Kirby and Ferris type entertainment players that are that magnetic and also in such a big cast of Australian Survivor, which is so different, where you can't be so even and you will overwhelm the audience to extremes.
Yeah.
That also has to be.
They did a really good job this season. They
was
really
great
did.
Storytelling. Yeah. That's what you said about Mark as well. Like, you thought he was going to win. I'm like, yeah, because the storytelling in this edit was so good that then they built Mark up to be like a really reasonable other option.
In my head, I was building up this story where, okay, we were going to have, okay, that Ferris pulled the trigger too early on Kirby, that he had made this big mistake. take. And the irony of all ironies that Ferris is, this had been the story of Ferris and Kirby all season long. And then Ferris turned his back on Kirby only to let the other dysfunctional pair of Mark and Caroline pass him by to ultimately let Mark be the winner of the season. And I was like, wow, this is going to be like this, you know, I thought Ferris will be like, okay, the star of the season, but ultimately ended up having this move. I thought it would be sort of like a Jesse and Cody type situation where, and I thought that was a great guest that you had a couple of weeks ago to talk about all this. But, you know, I'm very, very happy for Ferris. I just like was... To me, I was like writing this story, and then to have Mark not even in the final three was like, you know, a disappointing outcome. I'm like, all right, well, you could turn this off now. There's no way that Caroline is going to beat Ferris in the final two.
Yeah, I mean, he won it halfway through the finale, but, you know, that was very difficult to do. Did you feel like in the moment, so you felt like he screwed up by getting rid of Kirby?
I kind of did. I mean, I didn't think he would beat Kirby, but I did feel like that it was going to potentially come back to bite him, especially when Raymond ended up going out, where it was like, okay, now like things have really seemed to have gone against, you know, where Ferris was going. But, you know, he would not have beaten Kirby. I do not think so. I think that she would have won in a runaway. So he did what he had to do.
Yeah, and like, look, you can say that things weren't going as they should have because Raymond goes out. Like, he still made it to the final three. Like, he's still just one challenge away at that point and not against Kirby, who at that point was, like, the physical threat.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't going so poorly. Like, yeah, I mean, he had to win, but he had to win in a fairly even field, and he pushed himself and he executed. So I think that, yeah, I think he had enough. At the point where, like, Raymond's going in fire at four instead of him. He had enough runway without Kirby, but... Yeah, but it's you felt like this was a good ending to the season. It's what it needed.
I mean, it was a great ending for the story all along of Ferris and Kirby. That so interesting as a duo. Like, I feel like that it's such a great counterpoint to so much of and you know, it's hard for me to talk about this and not talk about like the U.S. Survivor also. But you know, we have people, and I guess that like we had this. In the pre-merge of this season where Kirby is telling people we can't trust Ferris from early on in the season, but somehow they made it work and they stuck together. And I think that had Kirby gotten rid of Ferris early on or vice versa, I don't think either of them would have gotten to this point. And I think that there is a value that people seem to like not realize of, yes, I could lose to this person, but I also won't get to the end if I start to take out my closely aligned allies who are, it's a little redundant, that are also threats. You don't have to necessarily, you know, take them out as soon as you can because, they could be a threat in the end of the game. You could also work with the other threats to get to the end and not let all of the misfits get to the final five.
I think that's especially important in Australian Survivor that is so long, where we often see the misfits take out in like the long middle game, the big threats.
Yeah.
And I think they both gained so much by having each other and by prioritizing each other at different points. They, you know, just the protection, the insulation, the shielding that they had, like it got them to where they were, it got Ferris to a win and it got Kirby to a point where she was, you know, a couple of challenges from winning the game as well. So, which with her threat level is amazing. Like I see people be like, well, why didn't Kirby take Ferris out of that? Like, are you joking? Like she gained so much. Like that was really creative and it worked so well.
Yeah.
Like incredibly well. So.
And the fact that they were like frenemies, the other people were like falling over themselves to try to like, okay, like, will you go with us to like take out like Kirby's people? And so they got like a lot of information out of that. That's sort of like the uneasy truce between them. But at the end of the day, they always came back together, and credit to Ferris of like when Eileen got voted out, that he could have like lost his you know what and then gone after like on a revenge tour. He's like, all right, she was the wedge. She was the problem. Let's just make it work. So they were, you know, friendship goals, alliance goals, Ferris and Kirby.
Yeah, they were great. Do you have like hot takes on like favorites or moments or like let's look at the retrospective according to you, things that you remember, what stands out to you about this season Is what it too much out? For you?
That's a lot. It's a lot. In terms
this is
of
good.
Like,
this is good. This is a casual viewpoint, and now we know.
Yeah.
What do you remember?
In terms of my favorites or not favorites, you know, we didn't get to talk last week. That last week I thought was kind of like maybe the slowest week of the what was it? The Alex Rihanna Kitty week, right?
You did it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I did. I loved the episode where Alex won the reward and then was like, okay, I'm going to take, and what did he take? Like, Kirby and Caroline.
Kirby and Caroline.
And Caroline. Yeah. And he took them on the reward. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to like make this new alliance here. And when he is in the shower and he's shaving his chest and talking to everybody about here's what the plan is. I love that so much.
Yeah. Do you know what? It's sad for Alex because I think everyone will always remember the chest shaving now. Like he is anonymous with the chest shaving. And that was in his last episode. Like he almost got out of Survivor without being chest shaving guy.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, at the final hurdle, within the last like 30 minutes of his content, that became his entire character type. And we will never forget it. So
never. I'll never forget that ever in my entire life.
You think so? I'm going to ask you next year.
I'll always remember that because, is this TMI? Because I am not a chest shaver.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's fine.
But I think if I was a chest shaver, I think I would want to be like in complete privacy. I think I would want to be like, I'm going to go out of my way. Like, hey, does anybody know the song Penny Lane? Here it goes. And then I would then begin to sing multiple, like, you know, millions of dollars of licensing fees to air the segment of me shaving my chest on the show. And then I wouldn't have a strategy talk.
Yeah.
At the time
but
that I was doing
his
it.
His chest is so smooth, right? So we know it has to get to that state.
Yeah.
So how do we think? Do we think it was just naturally hairless? Or like, do we know that he shaves, but we don't want to see
I don't know. I mean, I'm not here to objectify the contestants, but yeah, I mean that there were other people that I'm like, boy, this person seems like has a very, you know, stout beard, but it seems the rest of his body seems very hairless. How does that even work? I don't know.
Now you know. He gave people a pretty bad lesson in some pretty violent shaving. So yeah, you're right. The Penny Lane difference. So that's like, if you do that, they obviously can't show it.
I stole that from Penner.
Style. Yeah. Yeah. when he was like, he didn't want when Dana felt bad.
So something. Yeah.
So he was singing Beatles songs so they don't have the licensing. But Alex did the opposite of that. He was like, they have to show me shaving my chest because this is quite an important strategic
yes.
conversation. Like,
yes.
Even if they don't want to show that, they are forced to. Like, they could have put a black box over what was going on, just like a floating.
Oh, I think if they put a black box, I think I would have many questions about what was going on.
I can't hear the strategy conversation. I only have questions about the box.
Yeah.
So that's not, they could have blurred it.
But then like the juxtaposition of like Kirby's reaction to that, they're like, is he serious? Is he real? Like it was so great.
It was my
favorite moment from last week.
I feel like I thought you were going to mention from a couple of weeks ago, like the blind side on Jack, which I thought was just like so intense, but I don't think
the blind side on Jack. No, Jack was a person in the season.
Yeah, Jack.
No, you're making that up. There's no Jack.
Dad, how did you know?
Well, I watched the show. Like I know.
You don't. Damn it. The draft has put me up to it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like senile.
The drafters are talking. We kind of act like anyway.
Yeah,
whatever.
You can't tell me like people that like were in. I watched every episode. Like I paid attention.
Yeah, but if I say the name Tobias to you,
yeah, that's where it gets a little fuzzy. Like I recall the name, but he was like in the Cuddle Crew, right?
Yeah. Can you name the women from the Cuddle Crew? Ron?
Sarah was one, right? She was a firefighter.
Was Riri
in the Cuddle Crew?
She was adjacent. She actually told me she would have preferred to be with them, but she wasn't. No, that's not the fourth person. There was a fourth person, and I told you 2 weeks ago what the name was, and I gave you a mnemonic device.
Was that Jack? Yeah.
That was, Jackie. No, and I gave you a way to remember, not a mnemonic device, but a way to remember the name of the woman in the Cuddle Crew, Alex's partner in that, the Barbie to his Ken.
Barbie.
Smoothest they are.
You know, look, that I remember all the important stuff.
I told you 2 weeks ago. It was PETA. I told you. Like
in the Hunger Games.
No, like my husband.
Oh.
Why would you? Do you remember my husband's name?
Yes.
He's hanging out fairly soon. Yes. Anyway, my point is, Rob, who else can I? Can you name the first boot?
I can describe her. I could not remember. She was the business owner who was like, she came in and she was like the alpha. And that's how Chappelle described her.
Chappelle went pretty physical. It's not what you did.
Okay. That's not my thing.
No, I didn't think it would be, but it was just the juxtaposition was funny.
Yeah.
Compared to, we went around and around.
What was her name?
Frankie.
Okay. Would not have gotten that in 100 years, but I remember her. I remember her with Nate was the guy with the Dodgers jacket. I was happy to see the Dodgers jacket survived all the way to the jacket.
The jacket was, I would say, the 25th member of the cast, but on edit, maybe.
Wild like, that Ferris but. Became the recipient of the Dodgers jacket.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18+.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Sam, send a cast photo right now. I want to see who you can pick out of the lineup. Ferris ended up with it, but the jacket was iconic.
Yeah.
The jacket was like, that's a memorable piece of
clothing. I think I could probably name at least 18 out of 24.
Which is what we did in Braun. Do you want it?
No, I don't know how fun that's going to be. Like, I don't remember.
It was really fun last time.
I don't remember some of the, the zeros from the Cuddle Crew and stuff like that.
It was just, PETA and Tobias, and you got Sarah. Mm-hmm. The Cuddle Crew was only 4 people. That was famously, they didn't have a majority.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember, I think most of the, I think all the Titans.
Okay.
All right, bring up the picture. Okay, fine. Okay, this is a very, I gotta like blow up my screen to see if like I can do it. All right.
This is great content. Okay. This is what people want.
All right, from left to right. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's Alex, Charles.
Oh, you got Charles. Okay.
That's one of the Cuddle Crew people. Sarah, is that Sarah?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There's the aforementioned Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Eden.
Yeah.
Is that Rihanna?
You think that's Rihanna? She only went home last week.
Look,
you know that's not her.
Look,
okay, that might be a blur issue. Yeah.
I don't know. Well, who is that? Who is that then?
You can do it, Rob.
I've never seen this person in my life.
You have. I promise you have.
Brunette,
she was there with Frankie.
With a floppy hat.
Yeah, a lot of them have hats. That's not the identifying feature. Don't you remember the first week? Let's think back. Titans Beach.
Oh, and yeah. I totally forgot about that. She was the mastermind. I've passed.
Nice Taylor reference.
Okay. That's a person. Jess. Yeah. Okay. All right. And then, okay. So this is, put the cursor on people. Okay. Caroline.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. My queen Kelly, or then is down below.
That's not where the cursor was.
So okay. I'm sorry. Everybody yeah. doesn't love Raymond. Okay. Kitty, Winner, yeah. okay. Riri.
That Nate. One's Ri. Yeah.
Okay.
Any brunette is Ri. Okay. No, but she is.
Ri. Every brunette, every Australian brunette is a Rihanna. Okay. Garrick.
Yeah.
Valeria.
Yeah.
The so other Viola. Viola, yeah, Nate. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Mark, Kirby. Yeah.
Yep.
Young Ferris.
Yeah.
Is this the other Cuddle Crew person? Who is this other?
And what is that person's name?
Blonde woman. That's PETA?
Yeah, I'm like, can you remember PETA from 2 minutes?
Okay. The great Eileen and Tobias.
Yeah, which you wouldn't. Tobias is the one.
Is there another person that got cut out of this? Like,
is there a person there?
Yeah, it's like
hold on. How many people are in this photo?
Is that someone? On the right? Is that another shirt? Is that like a rock over there? Looks like there's like a person that got cropped out of the photo. Okay.
I think there is someone there that we're missing.
Is that JLP? Who? Did I skip somebody?
Yeah.
I did? Is it Jaden's not in the picture?
Yeah. But not on purpose.
Yeah. Okay. Was he not there that day? What happened?
No, I think he's got propped out. Like, I need to Google.
Sam, come on.
Sam, did you do that?
Rude.
Are you trolling?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not our fault.
Yeah, that was Sam Moore.
Yeah. If you want to come for anyone. Yeah, he is.
I don't know. He said that's just a pick from Google.
Well, tell that to Google. Yeah. Anyway, Rob, well done to you.
I think that was pretty good for somebody who is like
covering the show professionally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. you put up these Survivor casts from the U.S. Survivor. I mean, do not test me on like the Survivor 41 cast or something like that.
Sam, get the pickup right now.
I think I could, but that's not what we're here to do.
You did a sparkle quiz of every single name in U.S. Survivor.
Yeah, that was like coming off of like the top 40 countdown.
It was very impressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could do that for Australian at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Should we do it now?
No.
Should we be doing Sporkle quizzes?
Is there a Sporkle quiz about Australian Survivor?
I don't know. I haven't done Sporkle in so many years, but it does bring me back.
Mm-hmm.
I was doing a lot of Sporkle a few years ago.
Yeah.
Before I started podcasting.
Shannon, let's get back, get back on track here.
On track.
Is Australian Survivor, are they sticking with one time a year?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Do you think that doing it once a year helps Australian Survivor as opposed to where in U.S. Survivor, they basically are doing, you know, two seasons in basically the same amount of time as one season of Australian Survivor?
Yeah, but so does America have a lot of shows that air twice a year, or is that kind of like just Survivor and it's like, because it's 13 episodes, so it's basically like, you know, a half a season?
Well, I think you'd have to like compare it to other reality genres. Yeah. And so, but they're also different.
Yeah, there's like a lot of like The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess not, because it's Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor.
I think they are like almost The Bachelor. Yeah, The Bachelor. They have like a yearly cycle of a Bachelor, Bachelorette, a Bachelor in Paradise. Yeah.
Because we don't do anything like really twice a year. I mean, we do it once a year, but we do it, you know, for 100 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone just like takes a collective breath for 9 months. We come back, you know. So it would be quite unique. It would be very much, you know, following a global model. I think it's just like, you know, Ten is just trying to get the most eyes on screens and bang for their buck. And look, Survivor does well. They put it up against Married at First Sight. They clearly have faith in it. But the other spot where it would go, I think now MasterChef goes, and MasterChef does like very, very well.
Mm-hmm.
So then like, where's the other spot where Survivor would go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's been so much acclaim for Australian Survivor in the US audience, really. I think the fervor for Australian Survivor is higher now than it's ever been. Does that, have you noticed that, Shannon?
I've noticed it. I don't like it. I mean, I love it. I'm so proud, but I'm also like, we feel so exposed. Mm-hmm. It's like the eyes of the world are on us. What if we have another blood versus water type season? Although I don't think we will. I think production really know what they're doing. But I did, I watched your Club Condo thing where you were talking about Australian Survivor, and I liked your little quips. I liked, you know, in US Survivor, we got extended to 90 minutes. In Australian Survivor, they sometimes do a shorter episode of 90 minutes.
Yeah, it's that. That, in the tail of the tape, I said that that the U.S. Survivor is 26 days and Australian Survivor is 26 episodes.
Yeah, 26 days to watch it if you start from beginning to end, if you're binging it. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's ill-timed, I would say, for the U.S. Survivor to for the Australian Survivor to be on right now and to be this good. And then to have, you know, a sluggish start to Survivor 46. I do that. I am probably more bullish on Survivor 46, like picking up from here, that I do think that the, you know, Banu storyline, I think, did overwhelm the show. Whereas, and as much as I'm saying that I am in favor of uneven editing, like, I think that even this was too much of one thing for me on U.S. Survivor. But I do think that now, with that out of the way, I do think that there's an opportunity. So I think that this is like the absolute nadir of Survivor 46, not the nasir of Survivor 41.
Which is someone you could pick out of the lineup, certainly. Apparently, which we're going to do, certainly. Sam, get the photo. No,
So it was just ill time. But I feel like that this happened last year too, where that Survivor Heroes versus Villains was on at the point where people were the most down about Survivor 44. And then after like, you know, a sluggish start, like that season also picked up and got more exciting. So like, I am hopeful for a similar trajectory for Survivor 46.
It's just really hard. I mean, I know that we all like revert to, first thing we do is like compare these franchises. That's what this check-in has been largely based on. The first thing you did was compare them. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that. They're such different beasts. But I do understand it, because I do think most of what Australian Survivor does so well is taken from the glory days of US Survivor. So it's hard not to compare, because we're not comparing it to some magical other different thing, even though in many ways it is, because of the runtime and definitely the editing style. That kind of stuff is unique to us. But like the idea of like they're in two tribes and they swap. And that's been a big thing about US Survivor, is like, why aren't we doing that? So
we did swap last season on US Survivor.
Yeah, and it was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really fun. Where is my swap? I missed that swap, but and it works so well. So it's like US Survivor, this used to be you. Like we're comparing to a version of yourself, but like a distorted mirror image version of that Australian Survivor has become.
But if people are really down on US Survivor, that instead of Australian Survivor, they should watch Survivor UK, and then they'll feel better about US Survivor.
I like Survivor UK. You were wrong about that too. It was fun. It was slow, but it picked up and it was fun. They should watch Survivor South Africa, or they should watch old seasons of Australian Survivor. It's all there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually plugging things for real now. But look, I wouldn't want to be compared to the season of Australian Survivor. Some people are saying it's one of the best seasons, like the best season of all time. Puyo said like his favorite season of all time. And I don't know that's changed in the last week. I think maybe only it's gotten better. Where would you rank it? Where for you? I know arbitrary, reductive.
Yeah, it's hard for me. It's hard for me to like really, especially to rank. I guess I can rank it against the other Australian Survivor seasons. And I guess for me, is this the best Australian Survivor season? I'd say probably.
Yeah.
I think
so. You haven't seen 2017.
I've seen most of it.
Did you?
Yeah, I've watched it. I watched some of it in the real time and some of it like weeks later.
Sam, get the cast pick up. You'd be able to name one person.
I could name. I think I could name a more than a few.
That's true. You can name the many returnees from 2017. Mm-hmm. Not that you watched All Stars, but.
I check the archives. I've podcast with along the way on that.
Yeah, but what week?
I think I kept up to it like probably towards the merge.
Really? And the merge was so good, you stopped? Okay, Australian. So this is back to my Googling.
All Stars was when Nick and David came back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That one you did with me, yeah, just the week one. I think you need, but 2017.
Yeah, but I think I was, you know, interested enough to see how Nick was going to do that. I watched further into the season.
All right, fair enough. But I also, but for 2017, I can't see any of, I can't see you here at all.
I don't know if I did a podcast. I'm not sure if I did a podcast because Nick was like really firing on all cylinders, I think, at that time.
I even did a podcast. All right, we don't have space for you, Rob, but we're bringing in this no-name intern. Mm-hmm.
You want to bring up the Australian Survivor 2017 cast?
Yeah, I really, really do, Sam. I really, really do. I'm really excited about it. We'll wait for Sam to get that. He's not just going to instantly be. But yeah, mm-hmm. Well, 2017, because, okay, but you don't remember that season. But... I
remember some things.
You barely remember this season, Rob.
What is this? I'm not you, but what is this? Like, I think probably I remember as much as like the average listener to this podcast.
I don't think so. I think you remember as much as like my parents, but not like the average listener.
The average listener of this podcast? No, like...
Yes. And Tobias. My listeners are very, very intelligent, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know. But not that you're not. I'm just saying that, like, you couldn't name much of the first week of Boots.
Like, do I have to remember 24 people's names to enjoy a series of reality TV?
I'm just saying, if you can't remember that, the odds that you remember 2017
Did you give
Puya
the same quiz that it's his favorite season of reality TV ever and he could tell you who Jess and Frankie are?
He wants Frankie to come back. That was his pick to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Which I thought was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But
Got to hear what Chappelle said. I didn't even get to hear that.
Well, it's widely available. Mm-hmm. Sam, where is the cast picture? I really want to do this.
Okay, here.
Okay.
All right, and then we'll wrap this up.
No, we won't. We'll do another cast picture from another season of Australian Survivor.
Okay. All right.
We'll do Brains Be Brawn. We'll do Heroes Villains.
We gotta save some stuff for next season. Okay.
No, we don't. This is the last one.
All right. Here we go. All right. Gotta zoom in on this. Okay. Instantly regretting this. Okay.
Yeah,
all right. What's the over under here?
Five.
Okay. Five. Okay. All right. Can we zoom in a little bit more?
Honestly, not some of these people I think I might struggle now.
Okay.
Let's do it right now.
All right. First guy. That he's a producer, right?
Second boot. So there's okay. No way.
All right. Pass.
Yeah.
Is that Sarah? Is that the second person?
No way. You remember this Sarah better than this season Sarah? But
yes.
I mean, she's... Wow. One. Okay. Where's the bell?
Okay. Boy. This person is often a guest of yours, this next person, right?
Nope.
No. With the glasses? No?
No.
Pass.
It might be, you know... Conflating him with other words.
I believe we have Lockie.
Yes, the bachelor. He just had a baby.
Yes, okay. This is a future Max Dawson. What's his... Is this a mark?
No. Yes, but no. Like, he has a very famous nickname. He wouldn't go by Mark. But the fact that you think he's 100% ding the bell, Rob. Ding the bell.
That's his real name. What's his name?
Tarzan. I have to check that it's actually Mark, but if it is, which that can only be luck because no one's ever called him Mark. Like, it is Mark. Even I had to double check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was on Nick's future season too, but like, how you're on three. I think you're going to be on the over. How did you know?
Okay.
Are you looking at Wikipedia pages?
No. This other person, I don't know. This is like a mini T-Bird.
You're never going to get it also very early.
Okay.
I think
all right. But then behind her is AK.
Okay. Look at you. Okay. Not AK, but okay.
Yeah. Don't know who this woman is.
Yeah.
Pass.
I saw her recently, actually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're on four? You're doing amazing, sweetie.
I'm going to pass again. Like this guy.
We're getting up more cast pages. Yeah. I'm so impressed.
Okay. What does her shirt say? It's all good, baby, baby. Wow.
Didn't think that we'd be looking at this 7 years later.
Yeah. Pass. Pass. Okay. But there's Henry.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in front of him is
Jericho.
Yeah. Okay. That's
the winner of the season.
Yes, and then who could forget right next to him?
this guy right here. Pass.
The reason that's funny is because she had no edit, but she was like leading in the betting. And I'll always remember watching with my dad, and he was like, "That Odette, she's Odette. Good." And I'm yes, like, "Dad, yes, I know why you're saying that. Stop looking
yes,
at the odds."
No, I remember. Yeah. Okay. The old guy in the back, he was the first boot, right?
No. But he did get a lot of votes, was a tie. Okay. Maybe remembering the Joan Kent.
Kent, yeah.
Back
okay.
and forth of our times.
Okay.
How are you on? 5? Or 6 with Jericho?
Yeah, I think 6. Oh, right. And now this is Mark, right?
This is another winner.
Okay. Yeah. And then don't know who this curly hair guy is. Okay, of course, Luke is here.
8. And
pass.
No, not pass. You can do this one, Rob. Mark and?
Oh, that's Mark's wife.
She will become
mm-hmm.
in this picture.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I did not watch the season they came back.
Well, you watched the first week. But anyway, it's fine.
Yeah. Fine. It's fine. What's her name?
Sam.
Sam, that's right. Okay.
What are we on, 8, 9? I don't even remember, but you're doing so well.
Yeah, pass on this person.
That was the actual first boot.
Okay. And then pass. None of these people are ringing a bell. Pass.
I want you to do the woman in the middle. She's my guest on Global next week. It's a good plug.
She's
wearing a Hogwarts hat.
Yeah. She has an unusual name.
I don't know.
No. Well, who is it?
Tessa.
Tessa's a little unusual name.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the next person actually does.
Okay, pass. Pass.
Ziggy, Michelle.
Pass.
Tara came second.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, I lost count, but I think you got...
It's like a third of the cast.
Yeah. You did well. Sam, bring up the next season.
No. It's fine. It's fine.
Okay. You did well. You did very well. Yeah.
Look, you're making it seem like I don't like Australian Survivor.
No, you do. You're just a casual.
Yeah.
I like to roast casuals.
That's fine. Don't gatekeep the Australian Survivor.
I'm so gatekeepy. You know I love to gatekeep.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. I think gatekeeping is good, actually. Give me a shirt that says that.
Gatekeeping is good.
Actually, yeah.
Okay. So when should I start getting together my medium dive with Kelly?
She's going to do it for real. Mm-hmm. Stop joking about things that are going to happen. Kelly has left my Don't Get Tempted by His Big Juicy Apple t-shirt with George in my state. But then George has gone to America for so long. I'm like, I'm never getting that t-shirt.
Yeah.
It's going to be a whole thing. But when I eventually get it.
From what I understand, George is going on like a whirlwind tour with Raymond's dad.
Johnny Fairplay, get in touch about that, by the way.
About what?
About how we keep saying that he has like a paternity thing going on here, although apparently he's saying it himself.
He's saying it himself. Like, we're not breaking any news here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His name, I mean, I think his last name was Fairplay the whole time, to be fair.
Mm-hmm.
Right. That was a dead giveaway.
Yeah. I think they even said that something was Fairplay in the like final week. I was like, oh, Raymond.
I will give you $100 mm-hmm. if you can tell me Raymond's actual last name.
I have no idea. I don't know anybody's last name. I don't think I could tell you one last name from anybody in Australian Survivor.
Ever.
Iadanza.
That's a great square.
Yeah. I don't think I know the last name of one player in this season.
I mean, I do, but I don't know who.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I don't think your listeners do either.
They do. Well, maybe from social media, you know, I was thinking about that. It's like, last names in Survivor is pretty, like, we don't necessarily anyway, but mm-hmm. I was thinking about that when watching US Survivor was we learned the stories of the contestants. And I was thinking about how Caroline said to Valeria, like, don't say I don't deserve to be here. You know, you don't know me. You don't know my story. And I was thinking like, and we never will, you know, like we never found that out. Like no one ever told us anything about that. You know what I'm saying?
About what? About their backstory?
Yeah. Just about like their story. Like
you were missing that.
I honestly think I could use a little bit more of like, yeah, getting like, I know Caroline's a midwife and a mother
mm-hmm.
and she's cool. I want to get, like,
I really, I was missing a little bit more of the Valeria story.
Well, we found out that she fought a wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, and there was more of that in the secret scene. She explained that story. And yeah. It was a good story.
Okay.
I
didn't even know there were secret scenes.
Casual. the wolf fought her dog, so then she fought the wolf. You know, Alex got a like U.S. Survivor-style story in the secret scene. That's where some of these stories are. He talked about his mother who'd like gone breast cancer, that explained the really smooth tattoo on his chest. So do you think Australian Survivor needs more stories? We could use a little bit more stories.
I mean, we have so much time. I could use like a little bit more. Like, Valeria. Like, she's a model. She's Russian, but like, what's she doing in Australia?
She's a dance school owner, I think.
Yeah.
But what's the story? Yeah, and she fought a wolf.
Yeah, like Raymond in real life. Well, I have no idea what his is. Does he have a job?
I think so. He works I was going to say a video store, but I'm starting to really date myself.
Video like store. I could see Raymond working in a video store.
He does, but it's not a video store anymore because those things don't exist. We're not that far back in time in Australia.
Yeah.
So I miss it. I miss the video stores, you know.
Yeah. Going out to pick up. I love that. I just want to run with that Raymond works in the video store.
He does, but it's like a video game store.
Oh, okay. That tracks.
Yeah, it's like what the 2024 version of that.
And like GameStop.
Yeah, I did watch that movie. He like, I didn't make that up. Like, it tracks because it's true.
Yeah. I mean, it seems right. Yeah.
I made up that thing about Jack earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The rest has all been true.
Okay.
I mean it.
Yeah.
Who else? Well, yeah, do we know anything about any of these people, actually? But we had a good time.
Mark is a diplomat.
Yeah, what's a diplomat, though? What a diplomat. He said,
like, could we, I mean, look, I think we could use Mark in a lot of different places around the world right now.
Yeah, but there he is on Survivor.
We need more diplomats.
Yeah, we do. And he spoke about that a little bit in the deep dive.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the space of, you know, the place for diplomacy, which is really important.
Yeah.
Even though I don't really understand it. Yeah, we could find out a lot of things about a lot of people.
Yeah. So you know what? I was sad Eden wasn't on the jury. I feel like he was around for so long, and I was like, I'm like, all right, well, like, Mark's probably, he's got Eden's vote. I was like, oh, wait, Eden's not even on the jury.
Where's Eden? Like,
where's Eden?
You juror removed him yourself.
Like, I can't believe he's not on the jury. He made it so far.
Yeah.
Why did he get voted out, like, day 30 or something?
Probably later. Yeah, probably about, like, day, 30, 31.
That wouldn't, you know, annoy me if I was an Australian Survivor player, and it's like, I played more than an entire U.S. Survivor season, and I'm not even on the jury.
Yeah, but it was a 9-person jury. Like, it was a pretty big jury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wanted an uneven jury. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it made sense. But it was unfortunate.
Yep.
It was, yeah.
But, yeah. Okay. Here, bring the cast up one more time. I'll give my list of my favorite characters of the season.
Okay. But then we're going to do one more. No.
Okay.
But just for me and you later.
Yeah.
Not on the podcast.
Okay.
I just want to know.
Yeah.
I really enjoy the stuff. We did it for Big Brother. Who did better? You on an Australian Survivor season you say you watched, and or me on a Big Brother season I never watched.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. but all right. I'll give my final thoughts on the cast. Okay. Can I do that? Okay.
Yeah, go.
Alex came to really like him. Over by the end of the season, that I'll never forget him shaving his chest. He was like Simon Light for me.
Yeah.
So liked Alex. He seemed very happy for Ferris on Twitter. I like that. Yeah. Charles seemed like a good guy.
Are you never going through every person?
Yeah. Well, I'll give my quick like.
You're giving the hits. All right.
Well, if it was a list, I could bounce around a little bit more, but. Not everybody's going to have something.
Clearly.
Yeah. Charles, seemed like he could have been a good player, but like, didn't really get much. Cuddle Crew, whatever. You know, I don't hate the take to bring Frankie back. Eden had like a really big, like first and second week, and then kind of got like lost in the shuffle a little bit. I felt like, in between the, Mark and Caroline of it all. But seemed like a fun guy. I bet he'll be a great podcast guest.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
Okay. We don't need to talk about like poor man's Riri.
Yeah.
Then Caroline was good. You know what? Honestly, like Caroline, never my favorite character, but you know, I thought that she had an interesting journey over the course of the season.
Yeah, and a story we'll never hear.
Yeah. Well, you aren't you gonna have a deep dive with her?
I'm not gonna get into her story. Like, I don't know
her story. Like, how many hours do you need before you can get to her story?
A lot. Mm-hmm. That's all we're here for.
Yeah.
Maybe okay. Talk about it. I don't know. I don't decide who yeah. talks about.
Queen Kelly was incredible.
Mm.
She was great. She was great. Love. Bring her back. Bring her back. Kitty. Who are you, Kitty? They say that she was worth 8 figures.
Yeah.
It's pretty. What does she do? Does anybody know?
Yes. Okay, that I know. She's like a famous, like she has brands, but she like has like a health and wellness business
yeah.
that she started. And yeah,
she had a wild game, Kitty.
Did she?
Nobody could understand it. Like the one thing we thought we knew, she's like, okay, she's Caroline's friend. No, not really.
I know, that's true. You're right. She did do a lot of perplexing things, ending with her final vote.
Mm-hmm.
I do have the question marks I do have are largely around Kitty now that you mention it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Winner was fine. Seemed like a nice guy. Good challenge okay. competitor. Could have been dangerous if they didn't get him out when they did. Raymond is Raymond.
Look at this. This is why people yeah. come for the takes, bro. Like, this is why you're a
Raymond's gonna Raymond. Yeah. Rihanna, I like was like the biggest just her and Kitty back to back was perfect of the two people that were just there the whole time. At least Rihanna won some challenges.
A lot of them. She was pretty
She
strong.
Was good. She was good. I justice for Rihanna made the dumbest move in Australian Survivor history. She was fine.
It was funny how she kept voting alone largely for Marco. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Garrick was great. Can't imagine how bad that leather jacket smelled after a couple days on the island.
We miss Garrick though. Mm-hmm. We love Garrick. He was really a star of the yeah. early day.
Yeah. Nate was like a perfect second week boot.
Yeah. Perfect foil. He really made that first episode when it was like his downfall. He's like
yeah.
one episode downfall. We're like, oh, we're cooking with some gas.
He was great. He was premiere. Great. He talked about
that really started yeah. it. Well,
that was, he was perfect.
Look at the jacket.
10 out of 10, no notes. His jacket yeah. made it all the way to the end.
Absolutely
that was great.
Perfect. I agree. Perfect television character. Exactly what we needed from him.
Viola gone too soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'll come back.
Okay. Valeria was great. Underrated. The only thing I didn't mind the whole like Raymond popcorn idol thing. The only thing I hated was that Valeria went out on that. It felt like that she should have gotten a better exit.
All right.
I wish it would have been like, oh,
yeah.
The popcorn idol got out Rihanna.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
picking that up. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mark. I really enjoyed Mark. I feel like that Mark did get lost in the shuffle a little bit, like in the mid merge. Like he was such a big part of the pre-merge, and then he came in, and then in sort of like I feel like and maybe this is I was like really expecting Mark to have like a little bit more. I feel like that he got like a little bit lost in the you know what Kirby and Ferris were doing at times, but. That totally then by the end of the season, I was like, oh, look at Mark. He's right there. He's going to win. But, you know, it seemed like, yeah, really good player. Liked a lot of what he did. Kirby, haven't talked about Kirby a lot in this, podcast, but Kirby was like a really, really great player. You know, that her and Ferris are the dynamic duo. She would have smoked Ferris, think that maybe it would have been like 7-2 in the final two against Ferris and Kirby. So she'll definitely play again, right?
Yeah, she's probably playing right now. I mean, come on. So they're bringing her
yeah.
back.
Yeah. And then the people that are on the end, the only one I care to talk about is Eileen, who I've said before.
And Ferris.
I didn't see Ferris on the bottom. Yeah, because he doesn't look like Ferris. Young Ferris.
Yeah.
This is like Ferris's son. He looks like 15 years younger in the start of the game.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. This is like teenage Ferris. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look, what else could we say about Ferris?
Yeah.
Have you ranked Ferris in your podcasting of like all time greatest Australian Survivor players? Have you done that?
Of winners? Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. We did at the very end. Okay. We haven't high up, obviously. But
okay, spoiler alert.
Great Australian Survivor winners, you mm-hmm. know. So, but yeah, he's in an exclusive group. He did a lot of really great things. What did you think about the move with Raymond with the idol at the final five?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty wild. I'm surprised more people haven't done that.
Yeah, it was so creative. Mm-hmm. You missed Eileen when I went to Ferris. Sorry.
Yeah, I've talked about Eileen before. I thought Eileen was great.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean that the good thing about that Ferris had was that he just had like such a stool pigeon in Raymond, like such a henchman that like that was like an extra vote for him like the whole way. So good on Ferris for like fostering that. Like not many people would have that.
Yeah, Raymond was a gift. He thought he could beat Ferris, so he was going all the way to the end with Ferris, mm-hmm. and he would was super, super loyal to the cause, ended up going in fire for it as the third right hand that Ferris lost. But you know what Ferris is? You know why Ferris won? I said this on the draft. Sparkly person. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, 8 times out of 10, probably more. The Survivor winners, they're the kind of person you meet where you'd be like, I would want to give you much money. The sparkly person. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's who Ferris is. That's why he won.
Yeah. It's great.
That's the formula.
Yeah. Okay.
For all of your drafts. That's it. Look who's sparkly.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. How about your US Survivor draft? You feeling good? Yeah, Hunter number one?
Yeah.
You still feel good?
Yeah, I don't know.
What, you're not feeling it?
I don't know. I think it could go well.
Yeah.
It could go well. I think
you should be feeling pretty good. But then who are your other picks?
Do people like when we talk about US Survivor? We're going to get complaints.
We're going to get complaints an hour into the finale check-in if we talked about US Survivor. But like, you know what? When they looked at pictures of the old cast, that was great. But then they talked about really Shannon's draft and then one star.
Yeah, I heard your draft drive by on me with Marianne, by the way.
I didn't even mean it. It was just too perfect.
She was like, Shannon's good at everything. And you're like, well, not the draft. Mean and rude. Incredibly rude.
What if I win the draft, though?
Who do you have?
Wow, I have a totally active team. My draft team is Tiffany, Charlie, and Liz.
Damn, that's looking great. Your team's looking
awesome. It's not bad.
Yeah, I have Hunter, Q, and Tim. So Tim's like, I feel like that's done. From an edit perspective, I don't think I don't know. Who knows? But
not feeling that Q's going to be the winner either.
I don't know. Q's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like what Q's been doing. He's not in a great spot necessarily, but yeah. And then Hunter has been as described, the golden boy. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
Yeah. Your team looks good though.
Been as advertised, Hunter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Delivered exactly what I wanted from him. So.
What's next for you, Shannon? So deep dives, then are you going to unwind at some point? Do you have any downtime scheduled?
I'm going to Canada.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Marianne's wedding. Yeah. And then I'm going to the US.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be in Disneyland.
Yeah.
New York. So is that unwinding? I don't know. That's my gift from me to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing that until then, deep dives and everything. So there's a lot to do before then.
Okay. All right. Well, look, you're in the right place. You know where to find all of the deep dives with the person who's at the center of the world's most popular reality TV franchise, Australian Survivor.
You're going to say the world's most popular Survivor, but you went even further than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Australian Survivor approval rating, what? 99.9 out of 100.
It's doing very well.
Mm-hmm.
It's this might be the highest ever.
Mm-hmm.
So, 'cause even last season, people were like, George is kind of polarizing, but this season I feel like everyone's
honestly, I think what you need is you need Andy Heron off the squad, because I feel like that the people that are going to like want smoke with Andy Heron, I think are going to try to drag down Australian Survivor.
But they don't. Like even no one did. Not one person was like, it's not that. Not one. I followed what happened. Not one person was like, no, Australian Survivor is not that good in all the responses. So that just shows that it's pretty good. So.
Yeah, it's been great. All right, yeah. Well, Shannon, you've done it again. Congratulations on another season in the books. And then for the rest of 2024, I think, well, let's see what happens with any international survivor. Do we know, is there another UK season on the horizon?
I don't think it's looking incredible.
Mm.
There were applications open and then they stopped being open.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know.
Because then we'd start, like, could Survivor UK 2024 be Australian Survivor 2017?
Which is a season you remember. Mm-hmm. And you've proven it.
Yeah.
Proven it too.
Now, could I name eight people from Survivor UK? That's a good question.
Last
Peg leg.
Podcast we last podcast we said you
Chris.
Could name four, I think.
Yeah. Well, Nathan.
That's one of the, and then
Matthew.
And that's the four. Could you do one more?
One more Australian or Survivor UK person. I remember this, the name of the cast or the show. Nothing's coming to mind.
Hmm. But when they did that blindside on Jack, now that was.
Jack had it coming. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, Rob. Yeah, I knew you could do four. And I knew exactly which four. I know you. I'm in your head. I'm like, I read you like a book. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Sorry to the women of Survivor UK.
Leilani?
Yep, that was a person.
Tanuke?
Yeah. I mean, if you say the names, I can tell you. I mean, there are some people like that you mention that I'll say, I've never heard that name before, but yeah, those were Survivor UK people. All right. Shannon is found on social media.
There are two different Rachels.
Are you talking about US Survivor this week also?
Yes. Well, I wasn't.
Shannon,
going to.
Love yourself. It's fine.
I was gonna skip this week, but what happened was I was gonna do last week and then skip this week because I've got hours of deep dives to do this weekend. But then last week I was really sick and I had to cancel Taryn like at the time we were recording because I was like, I have a fever and I can't do this. So listen, I moved it to this week because I thought we'd get a vote.
But as somebody who cares deeply about you and Taryn, do it next week.
But
there's
I have
nothing.
S.O. Halloran as my guest next week.
Who?
From 2017. She was in the Hogwarts hat.
Okay.
I have that book.
Just push it back. There's nothing to say for you and Taryn this week.
I'll find something. Firstly, I won't have anything
to
say.
Listen, I know both of you. That for the listeners, we're begging you. Next week will be a great episode for you two to talk about. There's nothing there. My strategy king and queen. This is not the week for you to talk.
Very sweet. There's some.
I'll start a group text with me, you, and Taryn, and say, "Listen, I strongly advise Jess do this next week."
With that ringing endorsement, I can't, Rob. I have another guest next week, and then I'm going to Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's not about that, okay? The pet peeves were released. We're mostly going to talk about the pet peeves.
I just feel like that the pet peeves are going to be you and Taryn saying, like, I don't like it when there's not a vote.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay.
How many podcasts do you have about these weeks?
But look, I have to.
I'm so glad you want me to give the listen. I'm a public servant.
But you're doing so much. You're doing so much. And I know like the best spots to put everybody in. And I'm telling you, you and Taryn talking next week after are in a post-Banu world, that's the sweet spot.
Taryn and I will have a fun, zippy podcast about a very, there might be strategic layers you haven't considered.
Okay.
Have you considered that? I can't even.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even begin to think what one could even fabricate.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Jack. Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. We got to wrap this up. Okay, Shannon. Great job all season long. I'm so proud of the work that you continue to do. How was the finale of Talking Tribal?
We had fun.
Was George going nuts for Ferris?
He was happy.
Yes.
We were all happy. You know, the crab said that Ferris would win.
Mm-hmm.
There's a crab. We choose the psychic crab. It's an electronic crab. And then we get it to go around on the pictures. And it didn't show it because it only showed us doing it once. We did it twice. Both times it chose Ferris.
Out of what? How many people?
Out of the top five.
Okay.
In the penultimate week.
Mm-hmm.
And it chose Ferris twice. And then I asked if I could have the crab. And they did not give
it. Imagine it chose Raymond. You would know instantly. this
defective
thing.
Crab.
Defective crab. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.